Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008. I'm joined now by Professor Sine Delaney Moretlwa. I do hope I pronounced your name correctly, Prof. Director of Research at Wits Reproductive Health and HIV Institute. Very, very huge development in the fight against HIV/AIDS. And this is now the HIV injectable treatment and its affordability. Professor, welcome to the show.
Morning and good morning to your listeners.
Let's talk about this massive development. I was reading about it yesterday. It changes the whole dynamic. I know that, and I speak under correction, you can correct me, that they have introduced a type of prophylactic pill, HIV pill, that has been rolled out, but we now have a injectable treatment as well. Please, can you bring us up to speed what's been happening in the world of HIV prevention as well as HIV treatment?
Sure. So the new development is that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, announced that it recommended the use of the first long-acting injectable called cabotegravir for HIV prevention. This means that people could use an injection every eight weeks to prevent HIV infection. And their recommendation was based on two studies, one of which was done, in fact, both were done in South Africa, some done in other countries in the world, which showed that compared to daily oral pills, the injection was more effective in preventing HIV infection. So that's a U.S. recommendation, excuse me. But we do know that an application has been made to SAHPRA in South Africa, as well as to several other African countries to basically review the same data and potentially make similar recommendations for our region.
An HIV injectable treatment, how much better will it be and how much more affordable than the regime that HIV positive patients are currently taking on the ARV program?
Mm-hmm. So I think the important thing to note is that this is a recommendation for using this injection for prevention. So having an injection every 8 weeks in order to protect people against HIV. In fact, the FDA had already approved cabotegravir in combination with another antiretroviral for treatment. Again, it's not yet approved in South Africa. But the overall belief is that injections, when given every 8 weeks, are going to lead to better compliance with these medications because they're discreet and convenient, and people don't have to remember to take a pill every day. So it is believed that, you know, these new drugs that can be administered infrequently are going to change the trajectory of the HIV epidemic, because it will be more convenient for people to take their medication.
Well, all round, that's good news. The concern always, of course, is if people are now going to be reliant on the injection and the injection is to prevent HIV and they're not going to be using other forms of protection, there may be an increase, obviously, in other STDs. The only difference being, of course, that those STDs aren't necessarily life-threatening the way that HIV is. It also poses the question, will it increase people's levels of sexuality now that they believe that they protected? Will it spread other types of STDs? What would the scientists say to this, and do they say and recommend still that this be used in conjunction with other types of protective measures of having sex?
Yeah, in fact, the WHO recommendation for pre-exposure prophylaxis is to include it as part of a comprehensive HIV prevention package. And the way that we see the addition of this new injectable PrEP is that it's a choice for people who may not be able to use other prevention methods. We know, for example, that adolescent girls and young women often don't have decision-making powers over whether or not to use condoms. And so this will be a way to protect them, particularly against HIV. And they're often the ones with the highest rates of HIV in South Africa. So I do get your point that PrEP doesn't protect against sexually transmitted infections, but, you know, kind of in the same vein, there's been increased efforts, I think, to look for alternatives like PrEP, but for the prevention of sexually transmitted infections. And really, you know, kind of the research around preventive agents for sexually transmitted infections has lagged. So it's a great opportunity now that we have expanding access to PrEP to rethink how we, you know, provide prevention for other sexually transmissible infections.
Well, I think it's good news all round, and I'm glad to see that as a result of the pandemic, other research hasn't lagged behind. This is a very important development in a country where HIV/AIDS still is a major problem. We've had presidents in the past that were denialists, that just led to a situation that became at a stage really, really serious. And knowing that there's scientists out there that are working on this makes us feel that much more comfortable. So thank you so much for your work, Professor.
Thank you for your time.
That was Professor Sine Delaney Moreletwa. She's the Director of Research at Wits Reproductive Health and the HIV Institute. And that's about this massive development in respect of an HIV injectable prophylactic for HIV. Absolutely incredible news.